With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump says he's directing Attorney General Pam Bondi to head a task force aimed at rooting out anti-Christian bias.
The mission of this task force will be to immediately halt all forms of anti-Christian targeting and discrimination within the federal government, including at the DOJ, which was absolutely terrible, the IRS, the FBI, terrible, and other agencies.
At the National Prayer Breakfast at the Capitol, President Trump asked Americans to bring God back into their lives, saying his relationship with religion changed after a pair of failed assassination attempts last year. Also at SRNnews.com, House Speaker Mike Johnson and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met with reporters Thursday following a closed-door meeting. Bernie Bennett has more on the story.
The press conference came days after President Trump floated a proposal for the U.S. to take control of Gaza. Netanyahu and Johnson have both signaled support for the idea, despite mounting scrutiny from others. Johnson says Israel is still facing threats.
Today, the Israeli people are working to defeat Hamas following, of course, the horrific massacre on October 7th.
Netanyahu says our Congress represents democracy.
The Congress of the United States speaks for the American people, and the American people speak for the entire world.
Democrats did not attend the session. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Elon Musk plans to make government more efficient, not sitting well with some Democrats. Congressman Michael Cloud says that none of this should be a surprise to anyone. The Texas Republican says the only surprise is that we have a president who is actually following through on his promises. He supports further cuts, including the Department of Education, which is said to be on the chopping block. After the creation of that department in the late 70s, student test scores began a decline, which continues to this day. This is SRN News. Religious freedom activists have a message for Washington. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
They are calling on President Trump and the new Congress to include protection of conscience among their foreign policy goals. The International Religious Freedom Summit concluded in the nation's capital this week with the hope that the new administration will use its influence to try and curb the persecution of Christians and other religious minorities around the world, a crisis that is worse now than at any time in recent memory. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A man arrested for firing a shotgun outside an upstate New York synagogue shortly after the terror group Hamas attack on Israel in 2023 has pleaded guilty to federal charges. Mufid Fawaz was arrested after shots were fired outside Temple Israel of Albany. The Iraqi-born man was shouting "Free Palestine" when officers arrested him. This is SRN News. A mixed day on Wall Street, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average falling, but both the S&P and NASDAQ indexes showing advances. More on the market's trading day from correspondent Seth Sutel.
Wall Street drifted to a mixed close as fashion and cigarette stocks rose, while chipmakers and other companies fell. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 125 points. It's about 0.3%. The NASDAQ Composite added 0.5%. Tapestry, Ralph Lauren, and Philip Morris International all rose after reporting their latest results. Ford and Qualcomm fell. Treasury yields held relatively steady in the bond market ahead of Friday's report on U.S. jobs. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note edged up to 4.44%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Grubhub says it suffered a data breach and some customer contact information was compromised. More details at srnnews.com.